Parshas Shmois, Sefer Shmois, Ve Eile Shmois, Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishoin, Vav Mechaber between Sefer Bereshis and Sefer Shmois. It's a Hemshech. Sefer Bereshis is the Sefer Ha'avois, Maisa Avois, Simin Labonim. Sefer Shmois is the Sefer Habonim. Sefer Bereshis is also called Sefer Hayitzira. The Emes says all the Chamisha Chumshei Torah have a different name. There are quite a few names, but there's a series with a name, and it's interesting because Bereshis in this series is called Sefer Hayitzira. We'll conveniently skip Shmois for a second. Vayikra is called Toiras Koyanim, Leviticus. Bamidbar is called Sefer HaPakudim, Numbers. Devarim's name is Mishnah Torah, Deuteronomy, double, yeah? What's Sefer Shmois' name in this series? HaSefer HaSheni. Very generic. Pshat is, Bereshis is Sefer HaYitzira. And Sefer Shmois is Sefer HaYitzira HaSheni. There's the Yitzira of Maisa Bereshis. But then there's the Sefer HaYitzira of Klal Yisrael, which Shmois is Rosh HaTevis, Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim Va'oretz. And there's Tachlis Maaseh Shemayim Va'oretz. And that's Ve'ela Shmois, Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishon. It's a Hemshech. The truth is also in the Bechina that it's a Sefer Ha'avois, Bereshis, and Shmois being the Sefer Abonim, there's a fascinating deal. Could we mention that the last Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Vayomis Yosef ben Meiv Eser Shonim, Vayomis Yosef. In the beginning of Parshas Shmois, Vayomis Yosef. Yosef is nifted twice. Yes, because Yosef, and that we discussed last week, Yosef is a little bit of a chin of an Av. The Pasuk says in Vayechi, Misham Roya Evan Yisrael, Evan, Av, Ben. Yosef is a shtikla Av. He has Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim. Are not Yerida Sadoiris, they're Shvatim. Yosef is a chin of Av. So in Sefer HaAvos, the last climax, the last pasuk in Sefer HaAvos is Vayomis Yosef. He belongs there. Abadach, Yosef is from the Shvatim. Yosef is from the Banim. He's not from the Avos. In Karin LaAvos El Shloisha. So he's also Nifter again in Muzgar. His Petira again in Sefer Shmois. Sefer HaAvos, Sefer HaBanim. The Medrash says that in the beginning of Parshas Bereshis, it says Oyer five times. Vayomer Elokim, Yihor, Vayihor, and then again, Vayar Elokim, Esar, Kitoy. The five oyer are keneged the chamisha chumshei Torah. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or Bereshis. Vayehi Or Shmois. Shmois is the menakoyach elapoyel of Bereshis. There's the Maisa Avos Simin Labanim, and then there's actually Shmois bringing it out. If Bereshis has koychavim in the sky, Shmois has koychavim down here. Everyone could be a star. Everyone could be a koychav. Every yochid, and everyone has a name. We're going to soon see about the Shemois, his names. And that's the process of Sefer Bereshis and Sefer Shmois. Now Sefer Shmois is the Sefer HaGeula. It's all about the Geula. We're going to go through the next few parshis. The Eser Makis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah. Avada Matan Torah is all part of that. Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria Nasa V'Nishma, 891. Avada the Matar of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to get to Nasa V'Nishma, which is in Parshas Mishpatim. But that it's not the end of Sefer Shmois. Truma Tetzavek Yisis Vayakal Pekudei, the Mishkan. The Mishkan is also part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chozru Loshan Ramban El Mailas Avoisom, to get back to Avois, yes, Sefer Avois, Menakoyach El Apoyel. Mishkan Hashros Hashchina, the Shpitz. How does he describe Mishkan, the ultimate Gmar of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Chozru el Mailas Avoisim. They came back to the Dvekers, the Darug of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov was Koydim and Torah. We discussed Barichas and Sefer Bereshis, whether they had the din of Yisrael or not, the Shiloh of the Parashas Drachim, Oyd Yudubar. But it's Chozru el Mailas Avoisim. So it's all part of this process, the Geula, Sefer HaGeula, the Makos, the Yitzchak Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsif, the Matan Torah, the Mishkan, it's all Sefer HaGeula. Sefer HaGeula, but Parshas Shmois looks like it's Mamish Tunkel Vidagolas. Parshas Ve'ero, we're going to start the process, the Makos, and the process of the Yitzir. Sefer Shmois, Vayemorus Chayeim, Vayeonchu, Loma Harayosa. Shmois is Tunkel Shver. It's interesting, the Haftorah, the Derech Klal, if there's a machlokes between the Bnei Ashkenaz and Sfar, and different Menhagim of what the Haftorah is, it's usually about adding an extra pusik, and this has Beirim to why. Sefer Shmois, it's rare. There are one or two other times, but Sefer Shmois, Parshas Shmois, sorry. Totally different after the Ashkenaz, the minig is Habom Yashvash Yaakov, Yeshaya, Geula, Pricha. This Svaradim's Minig is Divrei Yirmiyah, this Anfang Sefer Yirmiyah. It's a shayla, what's the theme of Parsha Shmois? Parsha Shmois is still Tunkel Vida Golas? Or Parsha Shmois is the Aschol of the Geula? The emesis, it's both. Afilu Bahastara, B'toich Hastara, over there is already Munach, the Gar'in, the of the Geula. Of a Haftorah, if it's L'chayra, being Magdir, the theme of the Parsha, it's fascinating that there's a Machloikis, if the Haftorah is Geula or Golas. Now, Golas Mitzrayim is Avada Ola Hachana for Torah. The Torah Shebiksav, and the truth is there was another Golas. Golas Bavel was a prompter for Torah Shebal Peh, Rabbi Kiva. His the Chazal Darshan, Aboam Yashvash Yaakov, and the Haftorah is going on Elu Tamidei Chacham Shebe Bavel. The says there's the process of going through Golas to get to Torah, Torah Shebiksav, and then there's the Golas to get to Torah Shebiksav. Now the Sefer is called Sefer Shmois. That's another name it has. The Parsha is also called Parsha Shmois. Kach Makublanu, that the name of the Parsha, there's Mesoira to it. I don't know how far back you have. You have sometimes the Rishonim quote the name of a parsha. Why Noach is called Noach and not Toldos. There's a Mesoira to the name of the parsha, and it also describes L'chayra, the Hagdor, and the theme of the parsha. The parsha is not Golas and not Gula. The name of the parsha is Shmois. The name of the parsha is Shmois. And a lot of names are mentioned. The Shemus of the Shvatim all the way at the beginning. The name of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Shal Yisrael. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zeshmi, Vizazichri, Eya Asher Eya. And Bechlal, the name of Klal Yisrael, is Nirmaz in Shmois. Now we already mentioned Ve'ela Shmois, Vav Moisef Alim in Rishon. We said it because it's a Vav Moisef from Sefer Bereishis. But it's also brought down in the Zohar that Vav Moisef is on the Shechina. The Shechina was also in Golas. Ve'ela Shmois B'nei Yisrael Abba Mitzrayim, and here's the Klal Yisrael that's in the Golas, but the Kudsha Barich was also in the Golas. But the Pasuk also says it's Haboyim Mitzrayim. Haboim, the Shem Yishmol is Madgish, they're coming now. They were always Margish that they just got here, that they Loishinu Shmoisam Al Gusham, all that. They felt that they're only Boim, they didn't feel that they're a Toish of Keva. Ve'ele, right? I mean, we were selling, why not Ela, right? We said a few Pshatim in the Vav, but the MS is, another Pshat is Ve'ele, is Gematria 42. The 42, there's a shame of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that has membeis, oisiyos, membeis, tevois, and onabekoyach is a shame of membeis. It's a big inyan, the shame of membeis, and membeis also has to do with, we're starting the membeis yomim of shoivivim, shmois ve'era, boi b'shalach yisra mishpatim, rosh ha-tevis, shoivivim. These are our boim v'shtayim yomim, ve'ela, gematria 42, the Zohar brings that. And it's presented a time, beprat, in the shpetere years of the Golas, the Ebrister was Megala to Klal Yisrael, that is, these are days of his chaskus, and even in a choshech, to come to Kirvas Hashem. And the way is Haboyim Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, not Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Goshen. It's not Gans Mitzrayim. It's Abazundar Art, Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Gematria Shechina. 385 is Gematria Shechina. Friedman also is Gematria 385. If you take out the ayin, there's different monogam how to spell it. But Mitzrayim is Gematria Shechina. The Zohar says that Shechina is 385, is a fascinating number. It's because it's the Spitz Shlemus. One square is one. That's an easy one. And two square is four. If you know how square works, one square plus two square plus three square, v'chulei, till 10 square, all that added together is 385, is Shechina. Shechina is the Shlemus. 10 is the Sphirus. And Eser Biribua is the Shlemus of Shechina. And Mitzrayim was such a place. It was a place of Ashras HaShechina with the Shvatim were. The Sfarim say Goshen was a Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. It was a Makom Kadosh. I don't know how you spell Wi-Fi in Hebrew, but it's certainly not Gematria 385. It's a Bazundura place. And they were in Mitzrayim. Now, it says, Ve'elishmais. There's an interesting remez in the Levush. He says, there's a Rosh HaTevis, Ve'elishmais is V'chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. And it's a remez that there's a Chiyiv to be Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. It's a Chiyiv. V'chayiv Adam, look, the Vav, V'chayiv. Adam, Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. The truth is, in Parshas Vayigash, it also says Ve'elishmois. But over there, the Balaturim and the other Rhymzeh HaInyan don't bring the Rebbe's. Maybe in the new Sefer Shmois, a new time for Chizik to start Shnayim Mikra. Maybe if you're still stuck in Parshas Vayetze, you should start fresh from Shmois. Maybe in Vayigash, that's also what you should do. I'm not paskening how it should work, but there's a Rebbe's. But the Balaturim, it's fascinating. The Levush's Rebbe's was Ve'chayiv Adam Likrois HaParsha Shnayim Mikra Ve'echa Targum. The Baal HaTurim says it different. He makes the Rosh HaTavis a little bit longer, but he says, V'odom asher loymed hasidra, v'eila. Shnai yemikra v'chatargam, continuing, B'nei Yisrael, also Rosh HaTavis. B'koil no'im yoshir, B'nei Yisrael, yichye shonim rabbis aruchim lo'olam. You get arichas yamim. Your person wants a skula for arichas yamim. There's all kinds of skulas. There's a skula of Shnai yemikra v'chatargam. Person, Shnai yemikra v'chatargam is, it's interesting, the Torah in Reish Pei Beis, when he brings the din of Shnai yemikra, he doesn't say chayiv. Lizoher, Tzarek Lizoher, it's the Baal HaTurim, Lashitasa. He's not, his Rosh HaTavis is not the Chayiv. His Rosh HaTavis is a Haftach. The Odom, Ashaloy Min HaParash, Shnai Mikra, is Muftach Arichas Yom. There's a Shai with Shnai Mikra, is a Doiraisa, or a Derabonon. What's this din? It's brought down in Chazal, Gemara Brachas, Nafches, it's Kapaskant, in Shulchan Aruch, a whole Simen, Reish Pei Beis. But what is it? Is it a Doiraisa? Is it a Derabonon? If a person's mesupik where he's up to, someone I saw sent a shayla to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he was mesupik where he's up to, it's safek deraisa l'chumra, safek derabanan, what's the gedder of Shnai Mikra? But about the remez of Shnai Mikra is brought down over here. Now, the Shvatim come down to Mitzrayim, everyone's coming down, but the Yosef hoyev in Mitzrayim. Yosef, we mentioned him already, Yosef was already in Mitzrayim. We mentioned, I think, already that Ali Shur writes, the Yosef hoyev in Mitzrayim is the yesod of, he talks about Seder. A person being misudder. Seder is the pshat that even when bumps in the road happen and surprises and left turns and right turns and all kind of things, that a person remains in the ikr tsura he is. He doesn't let the surprises change where he's going. He's misudder. The Yosef hoyev b'Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, he still remains the same Yosef. It's kedai to see the lashon there. I explained by Riches the nakuda that in Yosef you see this nakuda of blibing, of being beseder. Names. The names of the Shvatim are in the Parsha. I don't know when it started that we name after somebody. Where is the first, second Avram? Right? Avram Avinu. His kids aren't called Avram. His Enoch Lech aren't called Avram. His Or Enoch Lech aren't called Avram. It's interesting. Yaakov's first Enoch is Chanoich. And Chanoich already, we do have a name. My first Enoch is also Chanoich. After my Zayda, Chanoich. But when did they start renaming the names that someone was called? Where is documented the first, second Avram? There's also a concept of last names, which is something that came in recently. And there are some that are standards. It's Bederach Klal, Rappaport's are Koyan. If you're not, check out what kind of Rappaport you are. Horowitz's are Levium, many. Shapiro are Yisraelim. There's an interesting last name called Shik. Shik is the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik was very makbid about not giving people non-Jewish names. There are a lot of people that had a minig. They had also like the Goyish name or the real name or the under name or the secular name. The Maram Shik is very against it. Imam Shel, it's Osir, very, very against. Kemoiken, he was also against when they made a takana where he was living in Europe to give last names. He was very against even doing that. And that's why his name is Shik, Shem Yisrael Kodesh. That's what Shik is, Rosh HaTavis. There are those that just push it had interesting names like Gross, Klein, which is big, small, Schwarz, Weiss, black, white, yellow, brown. There's all kind of just no taken to it. But it's talk a big shaila if you're allowed to give names that are not. It says that Chazal say one of the reasons that Shalishinu es Shmoisam. There's an interesting tshuva in Igros Moshe and Aruch Chaim where he says no, your mom is allowed. First of all, there were many. The Magid Mishnah's name was Rabbi Vidal. The Yad Ramah's father was Rav Turdis. Taisus and Gittin brings Rabbeinu Peter. The Martcha brings him a few times. There are Rishonim that had interesting names. Rav Moshe writes Fakert. After Matan Torah, Koy the Matan Torah, it was necessary that in Mitzrayim it would be Abamish would pay the Shaleishinu Esh Moshe. But the Etzem, it is possible to give other names. There's a tshuva I saw from the Rogachava. He's mavchin between if a person gives a non-Jewish name, which is the literal translation of the name, Moshe is Maris, Yaakov is Jack, or another name, not Bechlal, the whether there's a kpeda on it or not. Seder Adairus brings an interesting story about Shimon HaTzadik. The Gemara brings the story that Shimon HaTzadik went out with the Big Day Kahuna to meet with Alexander the Great, Alexander Mukdon, the Macedonian, who he was taking over the world. And Shimon HaTzadik meets with him wearing the Big Day Kahuna. The Gemara brings a Raya, you're allowed to wear Big Day Kahuna. Shaloi Bezman Avoyda, that's part of the sugi there. But he met with him, and Alexander was nispal because he says, and Alexander bowed down to him, and his soldiers asked him what's going on. He says, "Dmus diuknei shalzeh," and he recognized him with the big kahuna. "Oimidli bebeis melchamti." This is the one that saved me during the wars. That's why I'm winning the wars. Now, Alexander asked, according to the Seder Adoy, this is not on the Gemara, but Alexander asked if in the Beis HaMikdash they can put a pesel of his dmus, and that Shimon HaTzadik was Mesarev, but instead he was Maftichim that all the children, Yiddish children that are going to be born that year, are going to be named Alexander. And that's where the name comes from, and there is a Jewish name, Alexander. Most people Alexander nowadays are named after their Elder Zeder, who was Alexander, but I'm telling you the source, how we went back to the story from the Seder Hadoyrus. Hoven is chachmolay. The pasuk continues that they tried to make a chachma. The Gemara says in Soita Daf Yud Aleph, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Simoi, Shloisha Hayu Ba'isei Eitzah. There were three people by this Eitzah of the Hoven is chachmolay to get rid of the Yidden. The final solution here: Bilam, Eiv, and Yisroi. Bilam she Yoatz Neherag. Bilam that gave the Eitzah was killed. Eiv she Shosak. He kept quiet. Nidden be Yisurim. Yisroi was Barach. He was Zoicha that Mibnei Bon of Yashu Belishkas Agazus. Bilam gave the Eitzah. The Rishonim asked, there's a stira. On one hand, the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin Daf Kuvav, how old was Bilam when he was finally killed? The Gemara says 32 or 33 years old. Anshei domum umirma lo yechetsu yameim. So he was only 32 or 33. Didn't make it halfway. Right? 35 is half, and you're allowed to be off by one. So 32 or 33. And on the other hand, it says here, Bilam was one of the Yoyetzim in the story of Pari, which has to make him hundreds of years old. Rashi asks it, he says it's Midrashim Chalukim. According to those that learned that Bilam is Lavan or the son of Lavan. So then anyways, you have to say that he was much older. Yisroi Shebarach was Zoicha. Eoiv Sheshosach Nidin B'Yisurim. Rav Chaim Shmulevit says, a famous word in the Shmuz, he says, Yisroi kept quiet. His punishment is Yisurim. Why? Because when you have Yisurim es tutvei, it hurts. And when it hurts, you scream. Does it help? It's going to help to hurt, the pain. Pain doesn't go away because you scream. Scream. And that was the punishment. Yisra, you were shaysik? Why? It was supposed to hurt. You were supposed to scream. The scream that you were supposed to give, all that is Yisurim, was the scream that you should have done and made the macha about this gezera. But on the other hand, he's still not nenesh like Bilam. That's another chelik of the Shmuz of Reb Chaim. Yasser Yisrani ka, ava vilamovis loynis tanani. Even with all the Yisurim, oysher hachayim, he calls it. Because b'cholif in Bilam, that mamish gave the Eitzah was a worse punishment. Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'forech. An interesting Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, he says that Porech in Atbash is a kind of a gematria. This is the Tosfos. Porech in Atbash switches to Vav Gimel Lamed. The Pei switches with a Vav when the letters line up Aleph with Tav, Beis with Shin. So Porech is Vegal. And Vegal is gematria 39. A remnant to the 39 Melachos of Shabbos. As I state in Tosfos in the Gemara over there saying that by Kiddush he's supposed to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Taisa says there's a correlation between the Malachas of Shabbos and the Malacha and the Avoida in Mitzrayim. Vayimaru es chayeyem, the time Hamikra is Kadmo v'Azla. And the Gra, who in a few places brings a remes for the time Hamikra that it's Maramis or something, is Kadmo v'Azla. Why did they go out early? They were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. How did they go out early? Where was it in the Skyim, the Gezerah that they're supposed to be for 400 years? Kadma v'Azla? By the way, Kadma v'Azla is Gematria 190. 190 is the 190 years that they went out early. Chishev es ha-Kates, 190. Kadma v'Azla is 190. Why Kadma v'Azla? Because Vayimaru es Chayeyim, the Merirus was so stark, its Keilu was 400 years. Now the Emes is you really do need 400 years. And there's a different Cheshbon from Brisbane Absarim and from Leidus Yitzchak and all that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's fascinating. The Brisbane says this was Chishev Esaketz. He worked it out that the two systems, the actual literal 400 years, and that the turbo Merirus is able to be moired from the amount, came to the exact same climax of Chishev Esaketz, 190. And they were Zaycha HaLach Ma'an, Yalach Ma'an is 210. So they went out at 2:10 and were Hakadosh Baruch Hu was chishev the cates. So we also have the name of the Mashiach Shel Yisroel. Perek Bey starts with a random anonymous person. Vayelech Ish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach es Bas Levi. This is of course Amram, who was married to his aunt, Doidosoi, his father's sister. And it's Osir, but it's also Osir to marry to Achoyes, and that's another one of the things on the list that it's in Chutz Laaretz, Kaidim and Torah was Noy. Now it's interesting, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes, says, Halacha Aleph, Al Shisha Dvar Mitztava Adam Arishan. There were six mitzvahs given to Adam Arishan. Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, Shvichizdom, Marais, Gezel, Dinam. Noyach was Moisef, a seventh one. Sheva mitzvahs Meni Noyach. Noyach was Moisef, Avram, Menachai. Adam Arishan didn't have that. It was Bechlal, Osir, to eat Basar. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov respectively added Avram, Shacharis, and Mila. Yitzchak, Mincha, and Maisris. Yaakov, Gidanosh, and Mayriv. Continues the Rambam. He doesn't mention that the Medrash mentions that Yehuda added Yibam, that the Rambam doesn't say. That's for Parshas Vayesha we talk about. But and then the Rambam continues, Uve Mitzrayim Nitzava Amram Mitzvais Yeseirois Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu Veshleiman. So Amram, the Gadol Hador, father of Moshe Rabbeinu, is Moisef other mitzvahs. It doesn't say the Mefarshim, the Noisei Kelim on the Rambam. What were these mitzvahs that Amram was Moisef? There's a Mahalach in the Achroinim. He was Moisef Kedushin and Gerushin. Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi. And he also divorced her. He had been married to her. He had two children, Aaron and Miriam and Aaron, and then he divorced her because of the Gezerah of Paray, and then he takes her back, Ma'azah Grushasa, and he takes her back, and he has Moshe. Now it's interesting because there is two people named Eldad and Medad. They're going to come back up in Parshas Ba'aloyscha. But Eldad and Medad, according to some Rishonim, and there's Makaris in Medrash and in Targum Yonis on that, are actually the children of Yocheved. They're Moshe and Aaron's half-brother, Min Ha'em. Yocheved, when she got divorced from Amram, didn't listen to what Amram, the god Ladar, she was his aunt, yeah, Cholifin, and she marries Elitzofan ben Parnoch and has two children, Eldad and Medad, and Moshe is actually her fifth child, not stemming with the Gemara and Shabbos that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Lebeten, he was the third child of Yocheved, he was the fifth child of Yocheved, like this pshat. There's actually an alternative pshat that Eldad and Medad were the sons of Amram from a different wife earlier. But that's Eldad and Medad. Now, if Eldad and Medad is from Yocheved, who married Elitzofen in the interim, how did Amram take her back? It's Machzir Rushosoi, Mishanissis. And the answer is because Amram in Mitzrayim was Moisef Kedushin and Gerushin. He wasn't Moisef, the Isser of Machzir Rushosoi, Mishanissis. That was not Noyig, Koyde Matan Torah. He was Moisef Mitzvah Yaseiris is Gerushin and Kedushin, not Machzik Rushasa. Obradach, it's Machzik Rushasa. It's fascinating. The Megala Amukis writes that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu was not Zaycha to go into Eretz Yisrael, we know about Mei Meriva, and I'm not going into all that, but he says, because the Avos, and we talked about this a lot, that Koydim and Torah, they kept the Mitzvah Chachin Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, for the Bechin of Eretz Yisrael, is a pogum a little bit because he was born from Machzik Rushasa. It's not a pogum, it's not, it's a Chagalav, and it's not, later, even a Bikin is my dad. Even Rabbi Kiva, Tyson Yivamas, that's right. Memdala, Tyson, even Rabbi Kiva is Moed, it's not Rabbi Kiva, Mamza Mechagalab, and it's not Mamza from Absalom Shosai. But Apoponim, there's an episode of Pagam. In Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Ben Vlad Mamza Grushosai. Erkenish Kumen Arayim in Eretz Yisrael. That's an interesting thing. So a very interesting chiddush in the Sefer HaTzioni. Sefer HaTzioni is one of the Rishonim, lived in the 1300s. He actually moved to Eretz Yisrael, the B'Sof Yamav. And then he moved back to Ashkenaz Akoponim. He says, Vateira Oisoi ki toiv hu, that he lit up. He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the Dmus of an Isha, not an Ish, so the Mitzrayim who have a Gezerah to go kill all the Banim Zacharim should maybe think that he's not Nichlal in the Gezerah. Although some kind of that it's a mistake in the print of the Sefer. It says he had Eish Hei, meaning there was a fire. He had a fiery look. That's why he lit up the house, not Isha. There's a shayla what the Sefer HaTzioni means. We have to be Ma'ayin. Bateiro Isik Yitoivu, and she had to hide him for 3 months. And Bisya Bas Paroi finds him. Bateirid Bas Paroi, and she sees him. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as a child, we don't know too much about him until he's 80 years old and he comes back onto the scene, but he grows up etzem in Pari's house. Bisya Bas Paroi is far away. Vatishlach es hamasa. She nevertheless sticks out her hand. As far as I'm saying, it's a fascinating thing. Why? According to one, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, but he's 200 amas away. What's she sticking her hand out? It's a yisoid in avodas Hashem. It's a yisoid in shayches with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person, if you stick out your hand, you reach out. If you reach out, you will be close. Bisya is the same. Oisya says teva. Moshe was in the teva. Teva, we spoke by teva snoich. When a person davens, every word you go into the teva. Teva gematria yom kippurim. Bisya basparoi reaches out and she saves Moshe. Now, does Moshe Rabbeinu know who he is? It says one of the few details that we do know about Moshe Rabbeinu is that he goes vayar his echov and he's noisei ba'ol. What? Who told him he's I don't know, say Jewish, not Jewish, but who told him he's from Bnei Yisrael? If he grew up in Pari's house, I don't think they told him. They're probably selling him a different narrative. But he knew. And now we have the story of the Sneh. We jump ahead 80 years. Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh, he has a nevuah. It's interesting. I saw brought down in Sfarim that we know that one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amun is that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is fundamentally different, greater, clearer than Nevi'im Acherim. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amun, Aspaklaria Hami'ira. Many say that the Darga of Aspaklaria Hami'ira happens by Maimon Har Sinai, not before. But L'chayr Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim and in Nefesh Chaim, a few places, he learns that no, by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu was already on the Darga of Aspaklaria Meira. He even explains when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal ne'olecha me'al raglecha, Reb Chaim Volozhin explains, ne'olecha, a person's guf is a na'al. The neshama is a davar ruchni where the guf is only mechase, the lowermost, like the shoe on a foot, lowermost part of the person, of the mahus, of the Adam. And Adam is a guf and a neshama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the snail was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal ne'olecha, remove your shoes, meaning remove yourself from your guf. Become totally ruchnis, become to the level of that such not a mechitza that you're able to be. That's why it says Moshe, Moshe, not like it says Avram, Avram with a hefsik, that the Avram ha'elyon is disconnected from the Avram ha'tachta. No, Moshe, Moshe is totally connected to his chelik ha'elyon because he totally disconnected from his na'al, from his gashmias. This idea, b'chlal, that a person's guf is the na'al, a person has to realize the Gemara has a bitoy, an expression in a few places. In Soifat Avches and Ksubas, the Gemara says, Shliach Ataloi Barami Misani. It's describing something that's a chucha v'tlula, someone that's wearing tattered clothes, or not clothes at all, but wearing very fancy shoes. He looks even more ridiculous than if he wouldn't have had shoes. A person that's mashkiah totally in his guf, the na'al, and the rest of himself, he b'chlal is not mashkiah. That's an expression of a chucha v'tlula, Shliach Ataloi Barami Misani. But Akoponim Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh, according to this pshat, was already on the darga of Aspaklaria Meila, but its zikr was a tremendous hisgalus of nevuah. And it says, Vayar Hashem kisar lirois. And it's a scary zach. Hashem saw that he notices, so therefore he's megala himself. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not noticed, right? Moshe Rabbeinu mamish, he makes a move. He makes a move. Vayomer Moshe, asura no, let me take a check this out. Had he not, I don't know how to rewrite the rest of history. Everyone has Bechira, and how does Bechira Yadi work out with the fact that the oisis of the Torah already or Nichtav is not for the shmuz right now? But Moshe Rabbeinu makes a hachlota, a surana, and because he makes that hachlota, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nizgala to him by the Sneh. Now the giloy of Shechina by Sneh is, again, according to Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, it was already Maspaklaria Meira, according to others, not yet, but whatever it was, Sneh, you know, there's a pasuk in V'zayis HaBracha, Uritzoin Shechni Sneh. Zok Rashi over there in V'zayis HaBracha, K'moy Shechin Sneh, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already megala by himself in the Sneh, there's also a giloy, and this is connected to Yosef. The pshat is because Yosef represents someone that was in Mitzrayim. We spoke in the beginning of Yosef, how he'd been Mitzrayim, someone that's stuck in this world, someone that's, and nevertheless, he can be with Shechina. The Sneh is a bazundera kind of Hashras HaShechina of Ima Yanoichi B'tzara. The Sneh is a darga of Nevuah that shows that even in the Choshech, you can connect. Ima Yanoichi B'tzara. Ve'elish Mois, that the Shechina is also in Golas. And the Sneh says that we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the Golos. Vayar Hashem Kisar Lirois. We talked other times that Yosef is 6 times Shem Havaya, 156. Yaakov is 7 times Shem Havaya, 182. Yitzchak is 8 times Shem Havaya, 208. So is Pinchas. And there's a correlation between Yitzchak and Pinchas. Talk a different time. But Eliyahu is two times Shem Havaya, 52. When Pinchas comes together with Eliyahu, Pinchas ate Havayas, and Eliyahu, the other two Havayas, Pinchas is Eliyahu, but when it's in Bishlemus, that's 260. That's 10 times Havaya, and we already discussed that. When it's 10 times Shina, that's the ultimate. Vayar Hashem Kisar Leroy Sar is 260. By the snare, the Etzem Moshe Rabbeinu already sees the Yecholis of the Geula HaAsida. And he sees that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mizgala with a name, Eheya Asher Eheya, which Hoya, Hoyve V'yihye, right? The letters are either its present, past, and future. Eheye, that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is saying that no matter what, I will still be. I will prevail. There could be fire. There could be a downtrodden. There could be only a Nal. You could be that they're trampling on you with the Nal. However low you could be, it's still going to be. Eheye. Now there's an expression in this form. It's Echete ve'eheye. Fascinating. In Yom Kippur, when we say the Ashamnu, Klal Yisrael is noyig to make a niggin that they start with Ashamnu, and then by Dibarnu Doifi, they make like a Zakrecht with a ay. You start again Hevinu, that's Hey. So you start with Aleph, Hashamnu. A restart after that is with the Hey. The next time we do a restart, the final Sheker is the Yud, and then Kishinu Oyref, and the last five is again a Hey. It's not Hey, but it's Hey. It's the last five. You say, Roshanu Shechas and Tiamatin Tano. That's Eheye. Echete, but the Eheye. I will prevail no matter what. Becholzos, we will continue, we will connect, we will be Shaykhis. It's always going to be. I don't know if we spoke about this, but a few weeks ago, Esav comes and asks for the Odeim HaOdeim HaZeh, and he says, Hinani Haylech Lamos, anyway, so just give it to me, and I can't encourage my Edoim, Kipshutai Edoim, is because red, he saw the red, fine. Heard a murder, the Kipshat. If a person wants to say about someone dying, you say, Nodam Liboy, his heart stopped. You can say that about a person, Nodam Liboy, or if you want to say someone will die, Yidoim, he will die. He will be quiet. He will be put to rest. Esav says on himself, Hinani Haylech Lamos. How would you say that with this expression of the Sherish, the word Doim? Edoim! I will Edoim. That's Esav. Esav is Edoim. Klal Yisrael is not Edoim. I will be Doim. I will be dead. No, it's yeah, I will be. No matter what. No matter what, I will be. We know that Shem Havayah is Gematria 26. We mentioned that a little bit, but Eyeh is Gematria 21. And there's a lot about that also. There are actually 21 Hazkaras in Tefillin. In Tefillin, we have Shem Havayah 21 times. The Rosh HaTevis, the Baal HaTurim brings all this. In Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the first letter of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is an Aleph, Yud, and Yud, which is again, is 21. The first letter in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the Beis of Bereshis, the Vav of Ve'el Shmais, the Vav of Vayikra, the Vav of Vayadaber, and the Aleph of Eila Hadvarim, Beis Vav, 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 Aleph is 21. It says Eya three times, though, in the Parsha, and that's already 63. We know that the Shvatim had 50 letters, and the Avos, the name of the Avos has 13 letters together, that's 63. The Avos and the Shvatim together is the Shlemus of that Eya. Now, there's a lot of 21s. We did 1, 2, and 3. I'm not going to go to all of them, but you should know that 21 times 21 is Emes. Gematria Emes, 442. The ultimate Shlemus of Eya, Kaful Eya, 21 times 21 is MS 442. The name Eya, when you spell it out, B'miluoy, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Hey, Hey, Yud, Vav, Dalet, Hey, Hey, is Gematria Mikva. Now, there's a lot of sightings in the names, and we're not really starting even the Efes Katzeu, but a fascinating story. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu about all these sightings of the name. He wants to know. Derech Agav, look at the Rashbam, Al HaTorah, he says something, but the whole shtickle he says in Atbash, it's like a 10 line, very arichas in the Rashbam, he's usually very makatsa. The whole shtickle he writes in Atbash, you shouldn't understand what he's trying to do, work it out, Ayin Shom. I heard over a story, a Chassidus Shemaisa, a chassid came to the Chayzim Lublin. They say it was Rav Naftali Mirupshitz. And he said he wants to be a Baal Tekeya, but he doesn't know all the different sides about what the Inyan of the Tekeya says. So he's betting by the Rebbe that he should tell him about all the name, the Shemois HaKadoshim and the sides that is Nichlal in the Tekeya. And he sat with him for a long time and he explained him all the sides and the Shemois that's in the Tekeya. But then the chassid told the Chayzim, he says, Herzu Rebbe Taira, Chkenish Bluzen, you know, I don't know how to blow. You know, in the Machzer, by after the Teshrat and the Tashat, it says Shin Beis, and no one knows what that name is. Shin Beis. Someone once asked, I forgot who, and he says, Simain Shaita, blues, you know, just blow. It doesn't, you don't need all the shames. But after he wanted to know all the secrets, he said, Abreb Tairach Kenish Bluzen. So he says, so what are you asking me that I should give you all the soikas of being about the K? You don't even have, you can't just bluzen. He says, that's mamash what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is sending him, and he asks him, I want to know what your secret name is and all the different soikas. And after he tells him all, he says, Kvar Pe'a Noichich Kenish Rebbe. So, Loi Gora, Azoyiz Geben Oichit, Dan Haga, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Good, okay.